Introduction. Frederick Galvani is the thief of the century, but it's not his first time claiming the title. For Frederick and the inhabitants of his world, reincarnation is real. But people are always reborn in the country in which they died. Now Frederick seeks to pull off his greatest heist yet, enter a maximum security prison where souls are trapped through reincarnation, and assemble the greatest criminal team that has ever lived. But for Frederick, the heist is just the beginning of a plan centuries in the making, a plan of revenge for unforgivable crimes committed a millennium before. And in this world, even death cannot keep Frederick from success. Chapter 1. In most countries, murdering a child is one of the worst crimes that can be committed. But in Carcer, it's routine. And for good reason, too. It's the only way to keep them in. Carcer is the world's largest security prison, an island country reserved for murderers, rapists, and thieves of the highest caliber. But none of the inmates on Carcer are over 13 years of age, because on entry to the prison county, each and every one of them is murdered when they step off the boat. Within the next day, they're reborn and cataloged into the system. Then they're allowed to grow until their minds begin to sharpen, and their muscles begin to develop. At 13, they're slaughtered again, resulting in the cycle, repeating for the amount of lifetime sentences by the judge for their crime. They say after 10 cycles, a prisoner can't even remember who they are anymore, that the memories of their past lives have been eradicated, that they no longer bear the character traits that landed them in Carcer in the first place. At that point, they've been reconditioned, and are ready to be assimilated into society once again. Due to this system, not a single prisoner has escaped from Carcer since its creation. I intended to be the first. $4.5 billion worth of stolen rare metals led to my arrest. Heaps of platinum, gold, silver, and a slew of other elements so precious the judge deemed 10 cycles of imprisonment insufficient. The esteemed justice most high generously granted me 20 cycles, the additional 10 for pure punishment. The government's detectives found me through a hole in my planning, a detail they suspected I'd forgotten to cover up, a twisting trail of clues that led them to me, Frederick Galvani, the greatest thief of the century. They locked me in a padded cell, strapped to a table with no chance of accidental death and escape until I was on Carcer. Except I had planned to arrive on Carcer. Frederick Galvani doesn't make mistakes. I'd left the hole in my plans for them to find. Now I'm on a boat to Carcer, the greatest networking location in the world for top-notch thieves, a vault filled with talent yet to be cracked by anyone in existence. The perfect place to recruit a team.